to help her from her brothers and her friends.
We shall rise again.
We've done it before, now we can do it once again.
We shall rise again.
Take a bit of help from her family and friends.
A moment of change and now it's beginning. The warning is sent, no reason.
This is me.
Grand Rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and broadcasting live every Sunday on the OLC, IG, and Facebook at the Empower Hour Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, this squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. Today's show is brought to you by CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour and enjoy 10% off of your next meal. I'm Queen Kaya, joined today by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens that are listening.
Blessed melanated rising, my people. I hope you are having an exceptional Thursday morning. I'm feeling awesome today. I'm just so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to our ancestors who are present here with us. I'm just asking that the spirits of love, light, unity, positivity, great health, and strength be upon us today. And just bless each and every one of our listeners. Let the show today, let it be very entertaining. Let it be very uplifting. Let it be educational and inspiring. And most importantly, let it be empowering for all the listeners. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Ashe.
Woo. I feel like I need a tambourine.
No, right. Oh, don't get me started. You know what? That's kind of like the energy right now,
right?
Though. You could use that. Like, you know what? It's the sounds of to waking things up. It's like, hey, get up, shake up, get it ready.
Say less. Okay.
You know, like a soul clap.
No, I love that. So people who are listening, our team in the background, we need a tambourine on the show. Yeah. All right.
Our sound box.
So Queen, how you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm here.
Yeah. So we had, let me just make sure. What's the date?
I know. I've lost track. Damn it. God, you put me on the spot.
I'm sorry, because I never know what the date is.
I know.
So I'm just going to talk about what kind of week it was.
I know. Yeah. Hold on. Why are you saying that? It is today is Thursday, the 28th of April. Shit, the month is almost over already.
Oh, okay. All right. So we just passed 420.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Remember Gina tried to stall us out when she was doing her black facts? Mm-hmm. Or not black facts. Days of the week, she tried to not mention it. Oh, shout out. Gina's not here today, as you guys know. She's moving. Gina's on the forever move. She's been talking about it for the longest time. Still on the move. So send her prayers, because I think she needs them.
Yes. Oh, GG.
14.
Well, we have 420.
Yep.
And a vanglorious day for those of us who love the herbals, you know.
No. Yeah, shout out.
No, shout out to the herbals for keeping everybody safe.
And honestly, safe, calm, lives. Like relaxed, like, yo, saving relationships. Anyways, because sometimes you go bun that piff, come back, you're like, it's not that bad.
It's not even that bad. It. Actually, you know what? You look good today.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Thought you was ugly a minute ago, but you really look cute right now. Come here, give me a hug, boo. I was dripping.
That's it.
Kiss me on the lips.
Yeah, talk about it.
No, for real. Mm-hmm. So So if you check me out on my Instagram, Strong Firm Bottom, all one word, I went up to the hill, Mount Royal. I was invited out. Someone secretly nominated me for a cipher.
So I got
to be a part of history in the making. Yes. So a company called 4 Bar invited me out to be a part of a 4 Bar cipher. You can only have 4 bars.
Okay.
So I learned a lot about myself that day. I actually realized that I just write to music. I thought I knew how to count bars, but I actually don't. So I went up there with 8 bars.
Right.
They was like, yo, you are doing too much.
They're like, you are doing too much. So I was like, oh, I was like, sorry, y'all, because I didn't understand it. Right, I thought that if it fit in the sequence,
right, yeah,
that that was my four bars, but it didn't work. Mm. So anyways, long story short, I went up there. I worked with what I had. I killed it. Boy Blue, mm-hmm. Tegan's, a guy named Yosh. Dope yeah, artist and yeah. very supportive. They literally just supported me all the way through. It was my first live cypher.
Okay.
Which was different.
Yo, you
right?
did great.
It was my first.
You did great. I would not have known it was your first time.
Yeah, it was my I was tripping. Okay. I was going through it. So I'm so happy to have rubbed shoulders with some of Montreal's greats.
Yeah. Shout out to all of them, actually. All that. Yeah, the last one is new to me. Like, I seen the brother with the cool eyebrows, right?
Yeah. That's what stood out. With the little dicky eyebrows.
Yo, that's what stood out to me. But and also Boy Blue, like, yeah, I have to say that Montreal track, it's my anthem for life.
Oh yeah,
yo, I know it's
but
mad.
Blue got a lot of bangers.
He does.
He got that hometown joint right about mm-hmm. Montreal.
That's
but
it.
He got this joint called Main Chick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
dope.
Oh, dope. I love okay. it. All anyways, right. yeah. So it was an amazing experience. So this week was a good week for me. I also dropped a freestyle earlier on the week prior too.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped another freestyle just because, and it was something that actually I had done, and I was wanting to drop that joint in February mm-hmm. around Valentine's Day.
Right.
But as usual, I spook myself out of everything that I be trying to do, and yeah, usually yeah. end up getting nothing done because I'm trying to be such a perfectionist that I don't get shit done at all.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy to just start putting my work out there.
Please.
And just doing it like I want to, because I'm just like, you know what? What am I worried about?
Thank
so
you.
Y'all gonna see me out here. I'm gonna get it done fat. I'm gonna get it done scared. I'm gonna get it done anxious. I'm just finna get it done.
Queen.
You know, I gotta, if I'm about to say that I'm about that, I gotta be about that.
Thank so. You.
That's what time it is.
I tell you, as a fan, I'm happy to hear that, man. I wanna hear it.
Thank you.
I wanna hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Thank
I wanna
you.
Hear
I
all.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Pete. How was your week? Tell me how your week went, because.
Yo. Ah, shoot.
We had took us a little break.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we took some time off. I'm just super excited, man. There's so many things happening. So we've been working on the holistic healing retreat. I used the opportunity at this time off to just do some work on the grounds. So you guys just stay tuned. That is going to be lit. So we finally have a space that we're going to set it up for people to be able to unplug. It should be open by the summer. Fingers crossed. Everything's going to be ready. We have the equipment stuff coming in. Oh, this has been an uplifting. It's been a challenge, I have to say. I'm not going to front. It's been an uphill battle. But anything worth accomplishing, it's usually a bit of a struggle to get.
Well, you know, I often say this to you on this show.
Mm-hmm.
To whom much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. It was written for people who were once in the church in that way. You know this. But even though we might not be on the same path, we on the same track, we're still on the same train.
Facts.
And that's what's really happening. Mm-hmm. And you're a blessed God. This is really something that's real. So when it start happening... Mm-hmm. That's what it's gonna feel like. You're like,
yeah.
But then when you look around you, you're like, everybody around you is like, it's not just you.
Facts.
Everybody around you, you're like, okay, come on, listen, you. This is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to do? What you got going on? Come on, this is how you do it.
That's...
Come, you come, and this is how you do it. So you should. You're supposed to feel like that.
Mm.
You're supposed to feel a little bit achy in the shoulders.
Okay.
You're supposed to feel a little bit tight in the knees.
Okay.
I remember you saying that a couple months ago.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, my knees.
Literally.
Am I getting a little bit of.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little pinch in my butt.
Yeah.
But that's what it was coming from. Every time you felt yourself getting a little stressed, you got a little pinch.
It's true.
But it's because you're doing a lot.
I'm growing in this.
You ate in a lot.
Facts. Yo, queen. And it's about to go next level. Because I'm a share it here first. Myself, so the OFC and the Pan-African Council of Quebec, we have joined forces, and we're now setting up the Pan-African Business Hub. So we're going to be setting up a space where people are going to be able to come and showcase your business, your products, your services.
Y'all don't see me right now. I'm making my ugly face. That means this is real.
Yeah, honestly, like when I sat down with the man and we started to brainstorm the vision and see where we're at, and we got a location already. We signed our agreement for our location and everything. Like, guys, like so we have May to finish that up. By June, we're opening this up. And right now, because picture you're a small entrepreneur, you can't afford to rent a space like for the month or $500, $600, $700 a month. But now you can come to the OFC and say, look, I got a bill. Can I get a space to showcase my products and services?
It's beautiful.
But for me, because that's my goal at the end of the day, is to create these opportunities for young entrepreneurs. or for starting entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs, period. It, knowing that we're now setting up this space, guys, like I have members who now are going to be able to send in products, and we're setting up a showroom. So basically, so even if, like, you know, you sell your products online, but you know somebody wants to actually physically touch your product, you could now send them to the African Business Hub.
See, we love that.
Yo,
we love that.
God, I'm so excited. We even set up so we're going to have storage here. So now people, we could hold your products. You could send people here to come buy, pick up your products. Mm-hmm. If if we have members in Ontario, across Canada, we're going to be receiving their products in bulk. So now they could forget shipping costs. Now you could just come pick up your stuff here. I'm just super excited.
So you are, how we going to call it, Blamazon.
I get you. It's crazy. We might be coming. It might be Blamazon.
Don't try and take this name now.
I know. You know, somebody's like, oh, noted. No, but honestly.
Blamazon. Mm. The Black Amazon.
Yo, please
stop playing
with
me.
Please,
listen,
stop it.
I don't know if y'all ready for what's about to happen to us as a people, but see yourself wealthy. Gosh. Vision yourself in your wealthiest, in the wealthiest state that you could possibly be in. Mm. See yourself that way and build towards being that person. And
thank you,
because this is where we're going with it. Because I remember you talking about this here and there, here and there, and now it's actually a dream. So,
we signed the deal. We got it's like honestly, like just for the things we're putting up, like we have a whole network. Because again, partnering with the Pan African Council of Quebec, what that means for those who might not know, first of all, they're huge. They are like an OFC, but on a complete different level because they're based in Quebec City. So all these small Quebec towns have black people in them too, which I wasn't aware of. But anyways, all these small little towns have black people who are members of COPAC. But not just that. COPAC has offices in different countries in Africa. Mm-hmm. So now they've been providing media and visibility and stuff like that to entrepreneurs, to the diaspora for years. Mm-hmm. So now we're about to open this up because there's people who are buying online regularly from the continent. They buy things online, they support, they all kind of different things, vice versa. So now we're creating this bridge. We're now from North America straight to the continent. We're able to create this connection. Mm-hmm. People are going to be able to come here and get the visuals done that they need. They're going to be able to do broadcasts directly to their clientele. I am so excited.
That is amazing.
So, you know, so that's, yeah, I guess that's kind of been my week. Oh, and sorry, I have to say this last piece because now, while we're focusing on the business, the mental health aspect is huge. And I have like this. I'm planting seeds for you guys. So you guys know we have the holistic healing retreat that we're setting up. But this is just the start because now we've partnered with another company in Ontario where we're going to be duplicating the process because we're realizing the need that we have as a community. We need to get back to our roots, get back to our basics, get back to understanding what we're going through as people. Mm-hmm. We ignore the we've been ignoring our mental health for too long. Let's just put it like that, right? So us being able to create a space, and there's a need, like I said, the need is not just here in Quebec. The need is right across the world practically at this point. Mm-hmm. But being able to collaborate with another group in Ontario and doing the same thing. So now we're able to expand on the vision, create more opportunity for people, put people in contact with culturally adapted health professionals. Mm. Guys, like, these things. Like,
people don't understand the weight and the magnitude of that, of culturally
adapted. That's it. Because it's like you want to speak to somebody who knows you, who understands your plight, understands where you're coming from, and not to take anything away from all psychologists, right? Like you studied, you have your degrees, you're in the business, yes. Mm-hmm. But there's a value in being able, especially when you're suffering from any kind of mental health, you know, trauma, whatever it is, there's a value in being able to connect with somebody who looks like you. There's a value in being able to connect with somebody who culturally understands where you're coming from.
Absolutely.
So us, we're going out of our way to set this up because, guys, we have to focus on making sure the revenue is coming into our community and that we're making that bread and that we're able to sustain ourselves and we're able to compete in the game. Mm. But if we're not taking that time to ensure that our mental health is in place, we're missing the market. So anyway, that brings us to the topic of today, because as you guys know, this has been our month of we've been talking health, right? Mm-hmm. So beginning of the month, we did physical, we've done spiritual and environmental, we did mental last week. So big shout out to our guests who were with us. This week, we're still touching on health, but from a youth perspective. And we have youth right now that are, we, as you guys know, at the end of the month, we always have our junior hosts that come in to bless us and they handle the show. You know, they take the lead. They're doing a great job. So they're on with us today, and they're going to be talking about its energy, vibes, and consciousness, things that youth go through. And guys, we're going to be able to hear it from their perspective. Okay. So I basically sit back, tune in, bring your children.
Oh yeah, about to say get the kids.
Cuz
this is really what it's about too. You know, we want them to know, one, that they can do things like this also, but also to be able to hear their peers' voices and hear their peers' opinions on what's happening.
So. Talk about it. That's really what it is. So, and I'm really just grateful for this opportunity because, again, as adults, as parents in this, sometimes we're going through this blind. We don't know what our youth are going through. We don't know their perspectives. We don't know what they, you know what I mean? So I'm blessed. I'm grateful for the OFC. I'm grateful for this platform and the Empower Hour show for creating the platforms for us to be able to hear directly from our youth. And so parents, teachers, everybody out there, just sit back, enjoy this, this next segment that we have coming for you guys. And you know, us old foots, we'll be back for the entertainment segment. You already know how we get down. All right, so that's what it is. So next up, it is our musical break.
Guess that you just know when another soul is broken. It's always kind of funny how you find out how they're coping. So he asked me how I'm coping, and I asked him if he noticed. I said, listen, boy, I'm focused. I said, me, I drink pine and ginger. And my man feel wine, panting, and I play it at me. I drink pine and ginger. And my man feel wine, panting, and I play it at him. I'm the rum and all the sorrow. And my feet drink away in sorrow. I guess men that care about tomorrow. Me, I drink pine and ginger. And want me for wine, penitent, and then I play it out. And I drink pine and ginger. And want me for wine, penitent, and then I play it out. And after rumming out of sorrow. Guess I'm a drink away in sorrow. I guess I'm gonna care about tomorrow. Tomorrow.
She have the pine with the ginger. Spliff like time, girl, I get injured. Miss right wine, never you linger. Move quick like Jackie Chan ninja. When me in ya, me tell her if he wine funny thing. Climb for the king. But I know me, I sing me, I pray she no move from my drink. She a sip.
Pine and ginger. And want me for wine funny thing. And me play it at me, I drink pine and ginger.
Your love struck me down lightning, thunder in my soul, baby. My heart beats for you only. Every word is true. I'm in love with you. Take you as you are, lady. You ain't gotta change for me. Need you from your crown, honey. Right down to the sole of your very feet. Girl, my love grows stronger each day, baby. Please don't hurt me just because you know I forgive. Girl, my love grows stronger each day, baby. Please don't hurt me just because you know I forgive. Hold me until we die. Weather together the storms of life. Oh, won't always be sunshine. Baby, we're blends of imperfection. Oh, give me your heart and soul. Love me like you've never loved before. Beautiful morning dew, I'll be your shoulder to cry on to.
Go on with it. So we are coming with a force, yeah. Blessings we are reaping, we coursing on full. Oh, in a rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for me life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, yeah. And gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. But I toast for the friends we take off every load. One time did sit down in a class and we ported. Only said the road and me go on with the road. Third form, me say, me try a thing. And you know it formed out to be a fire thing. Now up on stage with chronic fire sing. Yeah, you see me all diggy soon, get the higher ring. Like hello, brother, you say I had to shout ya. Saw your post, a spectacular photo. Keep it burning, yes, that's the motto. If me the butter pass through your show to get ball in a life, man. Me have to thank God for the journey. The earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall. And send me fit tell them a story. Just so what blessings upon me. And that's how I made to give him the glory. I'm with the lies. And Jano said my passion ignited. Got the music, me excited. I'm coming like a potion. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey. The earnings are just for the plus. Yeah. And gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. But I toast me the friends with the cup.
Jerusalem, ikayala mi bilondoloze, uambena mi zungangishilana. Jerusalem, ikayala mi bilondoloze. I'm not perfect, I came from ruthless times as a juvenile. Ilondoloze, zungangishilana. Look into my eyes, see pain and sacrifice. What's goes on my mind, struggling to survive. Ilondoloze, zungangishilana. Tomaka emawuru. Mi won wa mi ni goro toju ko ju mi an de ju soro time si mi soro lati koro si goro na tu ikoro ko. Aikolana, muso wami, aukolana. Ilondoloze, zuhambena mi. Dao yami, aikolana, muso wami, aukolana. Ilondoloze, zuhambena mi.
Just the way you are, girl. You don't have to change, you don't have to do a thing. No, just the way you are, girl. If you put on a powder, if you take off a bone. Ooh, just the way you are, girl. Wake up with no makeup, we not break up. Just the way you are, girl. In my eyes, you're a star, girl. Hey, she fit me, and she give me love plenty.
just the way you are, girl. You don't have to change, you don't have to do a thing, no, just the way you are, girl. If you put on a bone or if you take off a bone, babe, but just the way you are, girl. Wake up with no makeup, with no breakup, just the way you are, girl. And in my eyes, you're a star, girl.
Girls, slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, slow down. Let me get to know you.
Baby, I've been fantasizing, just looking in your eyes. You know I'm looking for more, and you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this. It's so real, and I love how it feels. I love it when we slowly sway. I love it when we think the same thing. I love the way we move, the way we move, yeah. We can have every night, yeah. We can have every day. Ooh, I want you to.
So that was Just a Cloud Away by Pharrell. Amazing song selection for today, for today's show. Today is the youth segment of the show, and today I'm here with my co-host
Nefertari.
I'm phenomenal.
All right, and today we also have our guest for today,
Owen King Mullins.
All right, thank you for being here today.
I appreciate being here.
All right, so right now, first we're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about how my week went this week. So a few things happened this week for me. My first thing that happened is that I had my basketball playoffs today. So it was this week. It was our semifinals and our finals game. We won our finals game by 1 point because, like, our team, honestly, like, that game was one of our worst games that we played. But it was just that because the other team really was not that good. But it was the fact that our team wasn't playing well. That's why the score was so close. Mm-hmm. And then our second game, we lost by 10 points. But that game...
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's not even 10 points, guys. It's not that not that bad. But that game, because a lot of people, like, we played against the other team, and a lot of people from our team and the other team, they know each other. So it's like they're all talking smack and stuff like that because, well, they know the person. So, and then, like, the referees are pulling players to the side, like, yo, you have to stop saying this, this, and that. You get technical. But no fight broke out, thankfully, because there's also some beefs going on against with the two teams. Basically, one person said something on Instagram, and then, you know, it just created this big snowball effect. And, you know, basically now there's kind of a beef kind of thing happening. That was the first thing that happened to me this week. And then another thing that happened this week is I went to the... I played a lot of basketball with my friend Kingston, and I really appreciate Kingston. Shout out to him because we're both really good players, and every time we play against each other, like, we push each other kind of thing. So I'm glad that I'm able to play against him, like, all the time that we live so close to each other. So, yeah, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for him for helping me get better at basketball.
Nice.
All right, so enough about my week. How was your week this week, Nefshari?
Nothing much really happened to me, but, you know, I'm actually really excited to get into the topic that we have for today.
Okay, glad to hear that, All right, so, Fauna, how was your week this week?
Same here. Like, nothing really happened to me this week. I'm just excited to get into knowing about our guest and our topic.
Nice. Okay, so I guess I'm the only one that things happened this week. All right. Okay. All right, so our topic of the week is vibrations, wide vibrations and energy, things that us youth go through. So, Nefshari, what do you have to say about that?
Okay, to speak on the topic, I would like to talk about how in schools and how in class and teachers are thinking when it comes to mental health. And I feel like, a lot of the teachers don't, they do stuff and they feel like that's the best thing that they should be doing, but I feel like us as youth, we have something to say about that. So me, myself, individually, I feel like they could maybe, when they handle certain situations, they should probably look at it from a different perspective and not just as a teacher's perspective, and look at it from a student perspective and how they might feel, as opposed to taking students out the class, for example, when they see something happening. They shouldn't maybe take students out the class and see, look at them, because maybe students don't like being taken out of the class because that makes other people look at them and they don't like being looked at like that. So,
for sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, like, they sometimes don't like to see things from other people's perspectives.
Yeah.
So that's, like, it's a good character trait for even teachers and just people in general to have. All right. So, that was it, next?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's it.
All right. So, Fauna, what do you have to say on our topic of the day?
I wanted to say on the topic, like, teachers' behavior and teachers, like, how they deal with students, I think that affects how their mindset is going to be, like, in the future, and how they're going to act and stuff.
How teachers present themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Affects a student's, like, education, basically.
Yeah, basically.
I feel like if a teacher sees a student and doesn't properly handle a situation properly, I feel like, yeah, as Fanomo said, that will have a bad, that will reflect badly on the future and how the student's future will be.
Yeah,
this is very, very interesting. On that same topic, and actually to Phenomenal's point, there's some people are adults today that, without realizing it subconsciously, some of the things that their teachers had told them when they were children, like whether it be like, you'll never make it, or, my goodness, like, why can't you just do? Without realizing, these children imprinted that on their characters. So now by doing that, they grew up as adults thinking that they are inadequate, thinking that they can't do. And you know, as a result, like, they have to get counseling when they're older to try to figure out what is the root cause of the fact that I just keep feeling like I can't do.
Yeah.
And, you know, so again, I'm really proud and you know, like, impressed by what you guys are saying and the observations that you guys have made, because, yeah, you're hitting it right on the head. Like, a lot of things that the teachers, they might not be aware of it. You know, sometimes teachers are a bit frustrated. They've been going through a lot with a lot of children, and there's a lot going on in the atmosphere. You know, there's so they could be stressed, but unfortunately at times, like, they could be taking things out or saying things to students that without realizing is really detrimental and having a long-term impact on them. So, well done.
Thank you. Okay, so what I have to say about the subject, teachers and how, basically what you guys have been saying, how they affect a student's mental health and their learning experience. And I've been able to see this hands-on because over the, like, throughout the school year, this year, we've had three different French teachers, or three different teachers. For all three of those teachers, we had, the class had a general consensus on how we felt about all the teachers, how the teachers made us feel, and how they acted in the class and stuff like that. Like, for example, our first teacher that we had, she was very very strict, I would say. And she didn't grade, like, okay, it was basically, it was hard for a lot of kids to pass that class because she graded very, like, hard. And she was a very, like, strict teacher. She didn't let anything. She didn't let anything slide. Yeah, she definitely did not let anything slide. Some rules that she made were kind of unfair. Like, we weren't able to go use the bathroom during class or go drink water, which was kind of messed up. Yeah. And then also, like, the ways that she would answer some of our questions, because she teaches a lot of enriched classes, this teacher. So she's used to kids being, like, advanced and stuff like that. So when we ask her questions, like, let's say a student asks her a question that's kind of, like, behind, she would be like, oh, like, why don't you know this, da-da-da-da. And it's like that would make the student feel bad. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't enjoy going to that teacher's class because they feel like their question wasn't even answered. Mm-hmm. But then the next two teachers that we had after that, the next teacher after that, she was very, like, the complete opposite of that first teacher. She graded really easily. She let everybody go to the bathroom whenever they wanted, drink water. And then even in the class, sometimes she would even let us speak English. Mm-hmm. Which I kind of thought that was a little bit too far in her niceness. Because, yes, okay, I like a nice teacher. But if you're going as far as letting the students speak English, I feel like no one's really learning anything in the class.
Yeah, but the thing about that speaking English thing, because I have a thing for that, speaking English in French class, that takes a mark off of your interaction points. Mm-hmm. So when the teacher is able to have you speaking English and not speaking French, they're not marking you for your interaction. And when it comes on your report card for the interaction, your mark is going to go down.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like some teachers, they don't even tell students that.
Yeah.
So it's like they're speaking English thinking, okay, there's no repercussions. But really, and then they see it on their report card. So yeah, I feel like no one was really learning anything when she was there. But then our third teacher, our final teacher, the teacher that we have right now, she is, like, right in the middle, which is a good thing. It's, like, she's not too hard as the first teacher, but she's not too soft as the second teacher. Mm-hmm. She lets us go to the bathroom, but she always makes sure that we speak French in class, that we make sure that we're learning the criteria. And I feel like, just in general, she's a good teacher. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that we have her for the rest of the year this year. What I have to say about today's topic of the day.
You know, on that same thing, like what stands out to me a lot concerning that is the part where the students are asking the questions and sometimes being belittled a little bit for the questions. Because in the position I'm in and dealing with adults, it's not always easy for people to speak up. Like in our case, I'm in Zoom meetings all day, big conferences, different people, and you'll see with adults who they won't ask questions in groups. They won't do it just because they don't want to be singled out. Mm-hmm. So now picture as youth now, you muster up the courage to ask a question because something's not clear. And then your teacher's like, why don't you know that? Forget about it. That's probably the last time I'm going to ask anything, right? Because the fact, it's just like, the way it makes you feel on the inside, just that embarrassment, that shame. So again, like if we could give any kind of pointers, and we're in no position to really, you know. All we're giving you is our perspective from just things that we know and life experiences. But as adults, or I guess I could say, you know, parent speaking to parent, or you know, a parent speaking to teachers, you want to encourage the students as much as possible to ask anything. Ask anything and encourage them to ask. If not clear, you put your hand up to say it's not clear. You want to reiterate it, whatever be the case, because that's how you will get the most out of a child, and that's how you'll help to ensure that they're really understanding what's being said in the class and they're getting the most out of their learning experience. Mm-hmm. So again, good job, guys. Good job.
Yes. Well said. Well said. Thank you. All right. So now we're gonna go into our interview. We have an amazing guest with you this morning. He's gone through a lot through his life experience, and he'd like to share it with us today. So please introduce yourself and your life.
Hi, my name is Owen Kane Mullins, and I've been through a lot in life. Mm-hmm. We all have.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's been times where and my family, they'd get into arguments, they'd be always arguing, and then there'd be fights in the house.
Mm. Yeah.
So I was with my family, I'd say, at least till I was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt like there was nothing to my life. So when I was four, I went in Bacha.
Mm.
It's like a facility for youths.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they take care of you, they feed you, they got showers there, you know, they just really look after you. They were the ones who put in the stuff that my family couldn't put in for me.
Okay.
I've been in the system ever since. All
right.
Until I turned 18. I just got discharged from a place called L'Avenir.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And during this time period from 4 to 18, I just been really thinking about what I wanted to do in my life.
Oh, okay.
And I only realized that when I turned around 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, because at 14, I was always mad. And I was always wondering why, like, people are so happy, you know, walking around with smiley faces.
Mm.
And then I said, like, what's up with that? You know, I want to be like them instead of feeling this way.
Yeah.
So I had to change that. Mm. So I decided to, like, find a hobby. And my hobby was listening to music. And then later on, I figured out that my real hobby was producing and making it.
Mm.
So I started making music when I was 14. Okay. But then it became bigger when I turned, like, maybe 16, 17.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people, like, in the facility, Lavenir, another Bachelor facility that I was at,
mm-hmm.
they said, you know, you should do something about this. I said, yeah, but there's no way. I always gave up too easily.
Okay.
But see, like, by me putting more effort in it, and then by people coming, like, in my life and me, like, opening up to them saying this and that, they said, you know, we can do you a favor. We can do you a solid. Mm. So they let me go to interviews. They let me go on the CBC radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty it's pretty cool. Mm. And the other day, I had a photo shoot.
Oh, dope.
So,
oh,
wow. Yeah, they're going to put that on press kit.
Oh, ooh, all right, cool, wow. cool.
That is actually really cool.
And something that I also read about you in your bio is that you learned how to play the guitar by just watching someone else.
Yeah.
That's funny. This was when I was in another place. It wasn't a group home. It was like a foster home. So I had a foster brother. His name was Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in this foster place with two people, a mother and a father. They had kids, but the kids didn't live with them. And, well, they weren't actually a couple. Like, they're married, but they don't have kids together. They're like,
okay.
Yeah. So we called them BJ and Jim, you know, or some of us would call them Dad and Mom, you know, because we've been, like, away from our family for so much time, and we, like, felt like a connection with them.
Yeah, like, that is, like, your family.
So they took us traveling. They took us to do fun activities that a lot of people can't do.
Mm.
So to get into the guitar thing, all right, my foster mom would pay for guitar lessons for this boy named Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
He was a pretty good guitarist, and I was, like, I was walking downstairs to, like, play with the piano one day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to play any instrument. We had a drum set in the corner. I'd go bang and make noise, and my foster dad would be like, hey, be quiet. So I just chill, you know, and listen to the beautiful music being played by my foster brother.
Mm.
So then I said, is it okay if I watch? And he's like, yeah, no worries. So I'm looking, I'm really focusing.
Mm.
And then the next day, I come back and I said, look what I can do. And my God, the look on my guitar, the guitar teacher's face was like, yo, like, let's practice a bit.
Yeah.
So me and him practiced a bit, and then I went off from that.
Okay, cool.
So I also, now I can put some of my guitar playing into some of my music. I can do that myself.
Cool. Yeah. So it's like it goes into your beats and stuff like that you play guitar. All right.
That is cool. Wow, that's really cool.
All right. So how do you feel that music affects you mentally, like your mental state?
I find it so soothing.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I'm going through something, I gotta listen to it. There's always that type of genre that you can relate to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's either, like, let's say if I'm sad, I'm going to listen to, like, something more motivational so I can, like, get back up on my feet and then go through whatever I'm going through.
Exactly.
Like me, I listen to Juice WRLD. I listen to, I like Juice WRLD. I like Trippie Redd. All of these rappers these days, but they all passing away. So that's actually really sad. That's affecting me too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just listen to, like, let's say if I'm going through something, like a negative emotion, I'm going to listen to the opposite emotion type music.
Because,
like, whatever music that we would want to listen to, like, it really could either uplift us, it just, like, whatever music, like, us as youth, when we listen to music, it gives us either a motivation, it comforts us, especially, like you said, the genre and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like, that's very relatable.
Music has a really strong effect on people's mental state.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So I have a quick question. So you all just said that even the passing of artists right now is affecting you guys. Like, talk a little bit on that. Like, what do you mean by that?
Oh, okay. So on my end, there's a lot of artists in their music, you know. They say inspirational things. They bring up charities for people that don't have money, food and that. And then we hear in their songs, like, for instance, Juice WRLD says in one of his songs in Legends, we're not going to make it past 21, and he didn't. He predicted his own death. There was another person named XXXTentacion that said, it's either I'm going to die in the streets or like someone's just going to murder me, you know, and somebody did. A few people did.
Yeah.
Pop Smoke got popped. All of these rappers are predicting their deaths. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're doing it for a reason, but it's not a positive image on their end, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then a lot of these artists, like the ones that you just mentioned, like a lot of them, they saw more than just their rap careers. Like they looked for it. Like they looked around their communities. They wanted to help people, like you said, charities. And I feel like that's what really makes them like good rappers, because it's not just your music. Yes, it's good, but it's also what you do for your community. It's what you do for your people. It's how you present yourself outside of rap. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yes, that's a very good point.
So I could bring a perspective that you guys might not have considered, because a lot of times we don't realize the power of our words and the power of our thoughts, right? So when you're a huge artist and you're putting out lyrics like, I'm going to die before I'm 21, and you have thousands and millions of people listening to that and almost picturing it. They're visualizing, they're listening to your words, and they're unfortunately, it actually could even make them sad because they're picturing you dying before 21. Mm-hmm. The power of our words and our thoughts is enough to impact life. So now that's why it's really awesome to hear what you guys are saying, and I'm hoping even artists that are listening, you know, could take heed, because like you got young fans who love your music, who love what you stand for, but you're putting out things that are counterproductive for yourselves. Mm-hmm. Like you're setting out death wishes on yourselves, and that's not your intention. You're speaking your truth and you're speaking your art.
But most of these artists are demonic. Like I swear, I don't get that. Like Playboi Carti, Chippy Red. Juice WRLD was very demonic. Very.
You see, and it's awesome that you guys could hear it and see that. Because, like, as parents, like, one of the things, like, I speak to a bunch of different adults and parents as well, and I encourage them to give the children freedom to, like, you don't want to stifle what they listen to. You don't want to tell them, don't listen to that, don't listen to this, because as soon as you turn your back, they're going to want to tune into it anyways. You know, but educate them on what it is you're listening to. Because if you're able to listen to artists and feel a weird vibe, because you're like, yo, this artist is saying some things that's a little off key.
I remember listening to Eminem and my mom's house.
Right?
Slapped my backside.
Right? Exactly. So you understand? So no, but it's because the thing is, like, you guys might not be aware of it, but Queen Kaya mentioned it last week, that there's frequencies that come through the music, right? That even the industry has manipulated frequencies, where before we used to listen to things and kind of feel an up vibe, where now you listen to things and it brings you down depending on what you're listening to, right? So there's all this depression music, all these things coming up through the airwaves these days. But it's awesome that you guys are at least able to pick up the difference between a quote-unquote demonic artist or an artist dropping demonic things. So the only thing I would tell you guys is, as soon as you're listening to a music and the vibe is off, although you might just say, it's just entertainment, go with your intuition. Go with the vibe. It's just like, I shouldn't be taking this in, because it's affecting you subconsciously. You don't even realize it, but it's messing with your frequency. It's messing with your vibe almost, you know? So
I'd say I find the reason why people listen to like depressing music and stuff is because they have a problem letting out their emotions. And like, let's say there's this time that I wanted to cry, you know? So I was listening to like this sad song and I ended up crying. And at the end, I was like, you know, I do not care the fact that I cried, because in the end, I feel great. So
like you let out some emotions.
Yeah, I let out some emotions that was like trapped inside.
Bro, that was big. What you just said there, it was big. Not one as a youth, as an 18-year-old, able to share that, because there's grown men and women now who don't know that, who don't know the value of being able to. There's nothing wrong with crying and letting go.
Nothing wrong. An emotion is an emotion, and you have the right to express it however you want. Mm. Just be responsible with that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I love that. I love that, King. That is really awesome to hear. And very inspirational, I have to say. And it is something that, again, I want to encourage you, because you guys are, right now, you guys are the voice of the youth right now.
Yeah.
Right? Just so you guys know. You guys are on here right now. There's not a lot of youth in this position that you guys have, where you could speak to, you know, speak on the air, speak on the radio. You know, people watch you guys on YouTube, will hear you guys on air, on the radio. But, like, right now you guys are speaking for a lot of youth, right? And there's a lot of there's adults listening to you guys as well. And I can tell you, as an adult, I guess I could say I'm actually surprised at you guys' level of understanding, you know? And not to knock you guys or insult you guys in any kind of way. It's just that I'm impressed by what I'm hearing. And, you know, I gave you guys the topic and I let you guys come up with your own things and your own talk. And I'm impressed because you guys are really sharing that truth. But just, and the fact that you understand the power of your emotions and that, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, it's huge. And last thing before I let you guys just dive back into your combo, is as parents, we might not realize that our youth are listening to certain things to intentionally evoke emotions because they're having a hard time getting it out. So let's take this time to have this, call it delicate dance between parents and adults, where we take a little more time to listen from an objective standpoint on what our children are listening to, and have conversations with them. This is I was blessed to have a conversation with a parent the other day that didn't realize that there's a value in actually just having a conversation, asking your child where they're at, what they're thinking about. But not asking them and then disciplining them for them telling you what it is. Like, genuinely asking so you could understand where they're coming from. Because that in itself, you'll be surprised as a parent. Like, your children, they want to talk about stuff, but they just don't know how to approach you with it because of the fact that it's completely out the box, right? Mm-hmm. There's things that these youth are going through that, as parents, we have no clue. Right, so it's like give them that opportunity to share, and you'll be surprised. They will open up and they do want to communicate. So sorry guys, so I'm jumping on your team. Go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you for your good points.
But speaking on the topic of how music helps to let go of emotions, I feel like there was a point in my life where I would listen to sad songs. That, like, for a week, I was just listening to sad songs, not even because I was sad, but just because sometimes at the end of the day, I just wanted to let go of my emotions. You know. I just feel like that really helps with a lot of people, a lot of youth, and I thank the artists that are doing this and that are actually putting out music that will help youth and it will help children with the emotions that they're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like sometimes some artists, they say what we're feeling. Yeah. Like inside of our head, like they say, you know, what's going on.
Like you have a personal connection to it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you already kind of mentioned this before. They listen to Juice WRLD, Trippy Red, X. But, like, how do you feel about the music that's going out today?
Like J. Cole, YG, all of them.
All right, cool.
They talk a lot. A lot of... I'm not hating on any of these people because, I mean, I listen to them. But I just find that people like Lil Baby, you know Lil Baby, of course. He has stories in every single song. Yeah. 5-year-old foreign. They're inspirational people for me. Mm-hmm. But, like, these days, people, like, they get to the top and then they turn everything around and they start talking about, like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to commit this. Mm-hmm. And then, like all crimes and, like, drugs and problems.
Yeah, because it's like they're at first they come from a good place, and then after it's like I guess like the money and stuff it might get to them.
It plays
yeah.
with them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know I'm gonna have to jump in just on that line again because you guys are dropping beer knowledge here. So there was something I shared with a group years ago when we used to do our school tour. Sorry, thanks for sharing your mic with me, son. All right, so and we went to a school. Shout out to Options. Actually, I remember it was Options One. It could have been Options One or Options Two. Big shout out to you guys. And we were talking about music, and I shared something with them that a lot of them were not aware of. And the industry itself, okay, let me shed some light for you guys. The music industry itself is a business, right? There's a lot of people who are invested in the music because of the amount of influence it has. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now are we all in agreement that music, as we just said, has an influence?
Yeah.
So now it's going to be a little messed up to hear, guys. All right. So picture the same people who are invested in the music industry are also invested in the prison complex industries. Were you guys aware that that jail is a business? That people going inside is actually a business? There's people who profit off of the fact that people are in jail. Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that. That's messed up.
Now, because jail is modern-day slavery. When you're in jail, they actually have people in jail all over the United States who are producing products. And they're getting paid 25 cents a day, producing products that, if not less, and producing things that are being sold all over the world. It's modern day slavery.
Wait, hold up. You get paid in jail?
You get paid. We say getting paid, and I'm using that term lightly because 25 cents a day is not really getting paid.
Every 4 days you make a dollar.
Right? You understand? Right? I'm sharing this for those, especially the young ones who might not be aware, because some people will be like, well, why would they even do that? But guys, it is a business. So I want you guys to understand this. So now Peep Game. And you guys can research what I'm saying. Everything I'm saying, yeah. Research NWA, all right? That's N-word with an attitude. Now, they were financed, right, to come out with gangster music on purpose. Because what does gangster music do? It creates more gangsters. It makes you listen to this music and feel like, this is the way. I'm going to pick up this gun. I'm going to do this. I'm going to sell this drugs. Mm-hmm. Then what happens then? A lot of these young youths, they listen to it. They get influenced. Voila, they end up back in jail. Mm-hmm. Now, so the people who are behind the industry are eating on both sides. They run the industry, so they're making all this money off of youth just following the music. But then they also own hold on, I'm reading, it's fresh off the presses here. Prison system is sent to inmate to choose their participant correction facility. But is this Canada or the United States?
Let me check.
All right, cool. Yeah, sorry. Fresh news here. I'm getting fresh. Owen's Googling things hot off the press.
It's actually way more.
Okay. Owen, can we finish the point here and then we get back to this? But good. I'm really impressed that you guys are as intuitive. But anyways, this is great. But to summarize my long story here, it's just so you guys understand that there is a system in play for you. And this is just for you guys to understand, like, why is it an artist will be singing a certain thing, then get a record deal, and all of a sudden their tune changes?
Yeah.
There's a cost to your success. Like, so now, all right, cool. Now I've just given you this $1 million deal. You have to make music like this. If you want to continue to get paid. Right? Mm-hmm. You want to continue to live this life, you're going to make this music. Unfortunately, a lot of times the artists will just do it, right? Because they're not thinking about the long-term repercussions of the influence of their music and what it's causing. But unfortunately, they're literally destroying an entire generation. Mm-hmm. So, so you guys have an opportunity to, one, curve that, educate more people on that reality, and you guys as public figures, you guys as entertainers, artists, you guys have the power to start changing that, planting seeds in people's minds to get them to create more, to build more, to do more. But I'm really glad to be able to just share that little nugget with you guys, because a lot of you guys might not have been aware, but this music industry is not it's not all it's made up to be. There is people working behind the scenes. Unfortunately, they have their own agendas behind it. Yeah. And they're coming out really just to make some money, and they want you guys in jail so they could continue to benefit off you guys. Yeah. So, all right. So, you're closing up your interview. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So, this was an amazing interview that we had this morning. And now, right after our 10-minute musical break by Phenomenal herself, we're going to be listening to some of Owen's music. There's going to be a musical interview about him. So, stay tuned about that and enjoy the music.
All right. Blessings from all around, and that's all we see in the forecast for today.
First thing I do as I rise up is count my blessings. First thing you should do as you rise up is count your blessings. Cause every new day under the sky is a blessing. And you're surely blessed if you have life, ain't no guessing. I want you to hear me like the radio. Boy, you see what I'm saying like a video. Understand me clearer than stereo. Life hard, but try to make nothing trouble you. Morning neighbor, voice the dealio. Hope you have a good day and everything is okay. No matter what happen, we not giving up. Plus life too short, so let me live it up. It's all about the high life. We vibrating on a high frequency. Vibrating on a high energy.
Was
was meant to be, I will find you. I ain't gonna end up behind you. Charming day right behind you. Charming day right behind you. Come, let me do it today. Let me do it today. I'm not sure to see you tomorrow.
Swimming deep in your ocean, cause the wave too rough. And girl, a little bit of motion is more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Sip of the potion, got me singing out. Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie.
The way you're moving your waistline.
Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.